Thank you very much, Cathaoirleá. Minister, thanks for coming in. Minister, I want to raise the issue of the slow reopening of beds in Killybegs Community Hospital. Since December, only 2 beds have been reopened. At a time when we see our hospitals under such huge pressures, this is very worrying for families and patients in southwest Donegal. I want to say, state clearly, the staff in Killybegs Community Hospital are doing their very best. Nurses, healthcare assistants, all staff are working extra hours and going beyond the call of duty to keep the 22 beds currently opened there running smoothly. They deserve great credit and support. However, staff can only do so much without proper resourcing and staffing levels. I'm asking the Minister and the HSC to explain why more beds have not been reopened and what has been done to speed up the process. Some practical steps that could help include faster recruitment of nurses and healthcare assistants, offering flexibility of part-time hours to attract more staff, bringing back retired staff who may be willing to help, using temporary agency staff until permanent staff is hired, providing extra support for rural hospitals like Killybegs Community Hospitals and other community hospitals across this country, improving recruitment timelines and posts and make them fill quicker. Community hospitals, as you know, Minister, are a vital part of older people, for older people and families. They want to be close to their loved ones at home. People in Killybegs, Kilcare, Carrick, Glencullum Kill, Ardlad, Lentish, Dunkinelly, they deserve a clear plan and a timeline of the reopening of these beds as soon as possible. Minister, as you know, every week I get phone calls to my office and myself for patients looking for beds in Killybegs Community Hospital. We have to travel a long distance to Letterkenny. It might be an hour, 2 hours of a round trip, the same to Sligo. These beds are the hospitals here. All we need is the staff, Minister. Is there any chance we can get this up and going as soon as possible? Because the people of this area really rely on this hospital and we deserve the beds there. There's nothing worse than somebody ringing you and you can't get them into the community hospital in Killybegs and the money might need a bit of respite for a couple of weeks or so, you know, they give the people at home a wee bit of a time to themselves. So I appeal to you, Minister, to try and help me to get these 13 beds up and going again.
Minister, yeah.
Thanks very much, Cathaoirleá. Look, I would like to thank Senator Boyle for raising this important matter. I would like to acknowledge the vital healthcare role that Killybegs Community Hospital plays and the excellent level of care, and join me with you in acknowledging the great work of the staff there. Where it provides to residents and their families in the Killybegs community and surrounding areas. I want to advise Senator Boyle that the maximum capacity in Killybegs Community Hospital 33 beds, with 13 long-term care beds and 20 short-term care beds. The HSE advised me that there are currently 22 beds open, comprised of 13 long-term and 19 short-term beds. While all the available long-term beds in Killybegs Community Hospital are occupied, there are currently 11 short-term care beds that are not operational. Killybegs Community Hospital cannot admit any more residents at the present time, as the opening of additional beds is dependent on safe staffing levels. To ensure the safety of both residents and staff, bed capacity is configured around adequate staffing levels and appropriate staff's skill mix must be in place. There are challenges in recruiting staff at community nursing home units and community hospitals in more rural locations such as Killybegs. I want to assure Senator Boyle that the HSE West and North West is committed to filling all vacant posts in Killybegs Community Hospital will continue to explore all available options to fill these posts. The service has been liaising closely with the HR colleagues to ensure roles at Killybegs Community Hospital are prioritised for recruitment to help support the opening of the closed beds. I'm fit of a recruit for both nurses and multi-task attendants for Killybegs Community Hospital. 3 nurses are currently progressing through the recruitment system. 1 has a confirmed start date and 2 are undergoing employment clearances. Additionally, 1 multi-task attendant is currently at job acceptance stage. It was anticipated that these staff members will take up posts between June and July coming 2026, along for the opening of 6 beds, 6 of the 11. In addition, a further multi-task attendant recruitment campaign specifically targeting Killybegs Community Hospital is planned in the coming weeks, along for the opening of the remaining 5 beds, demonstrating the continued focus and commitment to addressing staff shortfalls. The HSE has also engaged with employment agencies to explore the provision of staff to support reopening of beds. Unfortunately, agency capacity in the Killybegs area remains very limited. Despite these challenges, the service continues to actively pursue all available avenues to secure the necessary workforce. And I would like to thank Senator Boyle, and I'd like to assure Senator Boyle that I, along with the Department of Health, the HSE, are fully committed to addressing these issues and ensure that Killybegs Community Hospital is operating at full capacity at the earliest possible time. The HSE have committed to reopening all of the closed beds on a phased basis, pending successful recruitment of staff. And as I've stated already, looking to open 6 of the 11 beds once the staff are in place in June and July. I wish to advise the HSE West and North West will continue to engage with residents, our families and staff, the wider community on all updates in relation to the opening of the closed beds in Killybegs Community Hospital, the 11. And Senator Boyle, it's something I am very committed to getting beds that are closed in existing operating community nursing home facilities, public facilities, to getting those beds opened. And the point you make is a very valid one. As I've stated, staff are underway and being recruited to get 5 of the 11 beds opened in June and July when they're in place. And then there's a further recruitment campaign about to commence in terms of getting the staff to be able to open the remaining 6 beds. And really, it's hugely important for the people that you represent in the Killybegs and the community area, in the Killybegs area, that the Killybegs Community Hospital has its full complement opened.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator.
Thank you very much, Minister. And if you've been the Minister for Older People, I totally get what you're trying to do here. And I get it myself. Like it's great now that there's going to be 6 the beds opened June, July. That's great news for the people and the Killybegs Community Hospital. But, you know, I know the HSE face challenges, staffing challenges as a problem. But I think we have to target small community hospitals like Killybegs and the same around this country that has beds. We need to get them reopened. To a small community in the southwest Donegal, 6 beds is great. We need to get the 11 opened because you know yourself from being in public life, when you get the phone call on a Friday evening from a family looking for a bed and there's no beds there and you're ringing around, you know. And these people just want to be close to their loved ones. And, you know, it's a long distance from Killybegs to Letterkenny and Sligo, and the hospital's there. So I'm very appreciative that the beds is over reopening, and I would just ask that you would double down to make sure the 11 is opened as soon as possible. Thank you, Minister.
Minister.
Thanks very much, Cathaoirleach, and I want to once again thank Senator Boyle for raising this important issue on behalf of his constituents in the Killybegs area. So, as I've already outlined, there are currently 22 beds operational in Killybegs Community Hospital, with 11 beds currently closed. And it's hoped that staffing will be in place in June and July to open 6 of the 11 beds that are unopened. And there's currently a multi-task attending recruitment campaign specifically targeting Killybegs Community Hospital is planned in the coming weeks, along for the opening of the remaining 5 beds, and really demonstrates the continued focus and commitment to addressing the staff shortfalls. I want to assure, I suppose, Senator Boyle, that all efforts are being made on a continued basis to ensure appropriate staffing is in place to maximise the residential capacity in Killybegs Community Hospital, including ongoing recruitment campaigns. And the HSE have committed to reopening all the closed beds pending successful recruitment of staff, as I said, 6 in June and July of the beds, and then recruitment camp underway to be able to get the staffing levels in place to open the remaining 5 of the 11 beds. And I can finish by saying that myself as Minister for Older People, Department of Health and the HSE are committed to ensuring that all available residential care services for older people at Killybegs Community Hospital are fully operational as soon as possible. Thank you.